Oh, hey, I'm Melissa Reynolds.
And I'm Todd Reynolds, coming in for episode 25 of the podcast. We've been Reynolds from our dining room table.
25.
We did it. 25.
Like, when we started doing this, did you ever think it would be 25?
No. I didn't know what was going to happen, honestly, so.
You have a fear of the unknown, so.
I didn't know.
Yeah. Sarah, did you think it'd be 25? Yes, Sarah thought it would be 25. I did not know either. I didn't know it would be so much fun. I didn't know that you would, like, every day Todd goes, when are we going to record a podcast?
That's not true.
That's totally
that
true.
Is not
you
true.
Love it so much that you ask me daily when we're going to record.
What if I said I'm not doing it? Would I be allowed to?
No. But
no,
you
exactly.
You see, do you like so, it, though?
Yeah, I enjoy it. Yeah. People always say, I heard your podcast. I said, no. That's my wife's podcast that I'm on.
Why do you say that? Just
it's
say
funny.
Thank you.
I do say
thank you. Say thank you very much. Can you tell all your friends about it?
Oh, okay. There you go. Yeah.
Well, so, there we go.
Yeah, like it's funny because the students in my school and in our kids' school listen to it. So we're going to do a shout out to all the students that we've had in our class or that we know our kids' friends. So this one goes out to you because I think you're going to like the theme of this one. I was just told it mere seconds ago. I thought, well, let's partner this shout out with this topic. It's going to be fantastic.
Look at you just taking the directing reins over.
Nope, not doing that.
Because if you know, when you listen to episode number 24, you know that Todd will not take a risk.
I'm not a huge risk taker.
No,
I like calculated facts.
We know.
Yeah.
We can tell. So this goes out to specifically your students, but
yeah.
Also like the friends of our kids that listen or any kids that we've taught, because we have heard that a lot of kids listen to it.
They seem to enjoy it.
Yeah, they seem to.
You know.
Who knows?
So, or they make fun of us for it.
Yeah,
whatever.
You know what?
It doesn't matter.
That's totally.
Who
they
cares?
Could be making fun of us, but as a teacher, you never know if somebody likes you, if they're making fun of you, if they're, who knows, but that's all right.
Well, if you're doing your job right, they probably don't love you all the time, but you know.
Right?
Yeah.
Todd,
whatever.
That's so deep.
No, a well is deep.
Oh my goodness. That is so bad. Oh my goodness. Okay. Yeah. So we're going to talk about Taylor Swift.
Right.
Who is our daughter's favorite person in the world, would you say?
Which daughter?
Both daughters.
Oh, yeah.
Our
oh,
daughters.
Yeah. Oh, well, I thought it was not plural. I thought it was single with an apostrophe S.
Thank you, grammar,
out to
please.
The students again.
Thank you.
Here we go. We're talking
okay.
About possessive versus plural here.
Thanks.
And don't ever pluralize with an apostrophe, people. Come on.
What?
Don't pluralize with an apostrophe.
Like, give me an example.
There go two dogs.
Oh yeah, don't do that.
Don't go there go two D-O-G apostrophe S.
No, of course not.
It's not dog is or something belonging to the dog.
It's yeah.
Certain things about my profession drive me nuts and grammar, I'm telling you, I said you don't want to sound ignorant when you get to be old. Figure it out.
Right?
Right.
He's really stopped banging the table. He's really, really only because it'll catch in the thing, not because I'm being bossy.
Oh, yes, you are.
Right. He's really big on grammar. Like, he really likes to go around different places and
absolutely
look
books,
for grammar mistakes.
In books, I love finding grammar mistakes or spelling mistakes, stuff like that. Little tiny things bring me great joy.
Right.
Just like that.
But don't do anything that is taking a risk.
That's right.
Right. Okay, so we're going to talk about Taylor because, like, our girls love Taylor. Cooper loves Taylor, too. I think Spencer doesn't mind Taylor.
Yeah.
I love a good Taylor Swift.
I don't know much about her, but I know she's big.
Yes.
I know she's a big risk taker.
She is a risk taker. Yeah. Maybe that's why I love her.
Could be.
So I've been reading a lot about the whole football thing with Taylor Swift. I am definitely not a football fan. I'm sorry if you are, but I watched the last hour. I watched the halftime show.
Yeah.
And then I watched probably an hour at the end of that football game because
fourth
I
quarter,
wanted to see
whatever, yeah.
When was this Kelsey?
Yeah, Travis Kelsey.
Travis Kelsey won because I knew in my heart they were going to win. Because I have a little bit of knowing things before they happen. And
come
I knew
on,
that,
you're a witch.
Yeah. So I knew they were going to win. And then
in more
I,
way than one.
Stop it.
Okay.
I knew they were going to win. So all I was waiting for was to see what happened when Taylor Swift watched him win.
Yeah.
Like, is that not a positive? You hear so many people. So this is what I think I have a problem with. she has major success. We should be celebrating this success, I think, because why would we not celebrate this success? Like, what is the reason not to celebrate someone's success? Well, normally, if you're not celebrating someone's success, it's because you are jealous.
Yeah.
She is not mean.
Not that we know of.
Well, yeah, exactly. But she doesn't
seem... I'm sure
she
has... She's had to be, you know...
Yeah, but like generally, the girl's not mean, I don't think. Right. She is... tries to do great things for people. She brings all of this business to different cities, which then makes sure that all of the hotels are booked.
Yeah.
And all the restaurants are eaten at. And all the people that work at these big stadiums have a job. And everybody on her tour has a job. And they probably make pretty good money on the tour, I would assume. I bet you. Who knows? And she is generally, I think, a good role model for kids, except for she was in a club that night. Oh, ooh, my goodness. She's 30 years old, but she was in a club and everybody's up in arms about that. Come on.
What, is there controversy over that?
Yeah.
Why?
Because people are annoyed that she was drinking in a club. She's an adult. So
some people are the worst.
Right. So I think every time I saw that night about people being annoyed that she was at the football game and annoyed that they kept panning on her. And again, this might be one-sided. I have never watched a football game. I have never wanted to watch a football game. I have no interest. Although at the end of the football game, I was like, oh, I could actually like this.
Yeah, he did say that.
I would never have watched that game if Taylor Swift had not been in that box. I would never have watched that game if I didn't know there was some sort of cool story that was going to happen after it or because of it. I just wouldn't have.
It's like looking for the Easter egg in a movie.
Right? Yeah. I was watching for the Easter, and I love Reynolds.
Ryan Reynolds?
Yeah, but what's
Blake
his?
Lively?
I love Blake Lively. So I loved catching a glimpse of her.
Because
we can't tell you why we love.
Because.
There's our Easter egg.
If you know, you know.
Right? Yeah. So I just think like all these people just watched your sport that you're so annoyed that a woman is in the stands watching her boyfriend. Like I would never have watched it. Olivia never would have watched it.
Yeah.
I have no idea if Cooper would have. Like we've never watched the Super Bowl like that.
The Super Bowl for us, the highlight is the halftime.
Yeah, for sure. And whoever's going to sing "O Canada," like the national anthem. So I just feel like, why do we automatically want to feel irritated by a woman who is powerful, potentially outshining the men on the football grass? What is it?
The football field?
The football field. Thank you. That just makes me sad. And every time we do that, so women, every time, so I saw so many women go, I'm just sick of them panning to Taylor. I think they panned to her. Actually, Sarah, can you look it up? How many times did they pan to Sarah, to Taylor? I thought it was like 5. It was not that much.
I would say 7 to 8 maybe, but I don't know.
But
who cares?
Yeah.
Who cares? Panned the crowd for, like,
are they...
Would they not pan to other celebrities in other different spots?
Or, exactly. You know, and every time you complain about it openly in front of your kids, they then think that there's a reason to not support this strong, independent woman. 11 times? So 11 times they panned to her. How long was that game? It felt like it was 6 hours.
Oh, it was long.
Like, yeah, long. It was 4 hours long.
Kickoff was 6:30, I think.
Started at 6:30.
And it was overtime, right?
Yeah. So like... Who cares? I just don't understand why people hate just to hate. And so I watched so many Facebook comments and Instagram comments because I'm bad and I like to kind of read some controversy sometimes.
Yeah.
And there were so many women also, like the men were doing and I was just like, ugh. And then there were women and they were like, I'm sick of her being in the stands. I'm sick of it all being about her.
What if it was them?
Right?
Like, what if they were in that position? Or
what if it was your kid?
Yeah. How would they feel? That's the thing that people don't take the time to put themselves in other people's position and think about, oh, if it was me, what would happen? You know, like...
Exactly.
Yeah.
And like, yes.
It takes so much energy to be negative. Why not just be positive and not use as much energy?
Because I exactly. Like immediately I think in my head, I always go to the positive first. And then sometimes I kind of because I don't love the way he screamed in his coach's face. Have you seen that controversy?
Yeah, and apparently that's commonplace.
That he does
that? He's done that, yeah, throughout the season and his career, like, so.
So I didn't love him screaming in his coach's face. However, I thought of our children, and if anybody knows the Reynolds kids.
Oh, we like competition.
They are competitive as anything. Like, to the point where I think my friends have an inside joke about it, but they've never told me. I think my closest girlfriends have an inside joke about it because I've seen them give each other looks before.
Am I included in that joke?
Maybe. I feel like my sister probably has an inside joke about it. So what I think is, obviously, I don't condone my kids not being polite to other people, but I do think, so first of all, I'm not overly competitive. So, but I have seen my children and my husband be over the top competitive. Mm-hmm. So what I think is that in the heat of that moment, he yelled, and I'm not condoning people yelling or being aggressive, but I think he did that with his coach, and his coach said, whether his coach felt like he had to say this, I don't know, but his coach was like, it's fine.
Well, again, they're adults, right? They put themselves in that situation. And if that's how they have the relationship, then whatever, you know.
And it also doesn't mean that that's the way he is in his Todd, if we're playing crib in high school, he would lose his mind if I won.
I don't think that's
almost
true.
To the point where you would throw the crib board.
Oh, come on. That is a
no,
lie.
No, but like you, oh, what did you do during Monopoly? You cheated during Monopoly.
Yeah, I did because I hate Monopoly. Yeah, I didn't want to play.
That is not an excuse, but anyway.
I never, ever, ever would willingly play Monopoly.
Okay, but you still cheated, which I'll never trust you in a game again.
That's fine.
But
I was not the only one cheating, by the way.
Well, so was Sophie.
Sophie wasn't there.
Oh, I didn't cheat.
Cooper was cheating with me.
Oh, okay. I thought it was Sophie.
It wasn't just
Sophie
me.
Was playing. Yes,
oh, she
Sophie
cheats
was.
She cheats in every game, apparently.
That's no, what I'm but told, so, like, this is the thing. Like, you can't really judge, I don't think, because I've thought about this a lot, because I really don't like the picture of him yelling, because it makes me uncomfortable. But I don't really think you can judge someone's personality necessarily on a sport, because our kids are generally pretty meek and mild. But bring spike ball into the mix. Yeah. Like, Emma and Spencer were competing in spike ball this summer. They never fight. It's so rare. They fought for 3 days straight. Yeah. Like, and one of the fights was aggressive. Like, I mean, they probably fight behind the scenes. They probably fight in front of their friends. In general, they don't fight in front of us. The fighting for this spike ball game was ridiculous,
yeah.
Right?
Oh, yeah.
Because of the competitiveness. And Spencer was, like, making it seem like Emma didn't win when Emma won, and she just wanted him to admit that she won, and he wouldn't.
And didn't he put money on it and he wouldn't pay her
something
like that?
Spencer always bets hundreds of dollars on things. Poor Cooper and Grayson and Landon, because he's always telling them that he's going to bet $100 on a game. Like, oh, Spencer. Anyway, so, like, I was thinking, and you might disagree, like, people might disagree with me, but I feel like you can't judge that guy in,
but
like...
That's the human nature of the people to judge. The thing, you and I can't sit here and judge them. No one can, because they don't know them.
Exactly.
Like, all we see is what's on the media, and people comment and think that everyone wants to hear what they want to say about 55 seconds of Taylor Swift on the screen.
Yeah, that's all it was.
Screen.
We just confirmed,
like, you know,
55 seconds of Taylor on the screen that night, and people, and especially women, were so rude about it. Not everybody, but a lot of comments I read. And I'm like, are you saying this in front of your kids? Because if you're saying this in front of your girls, they're then thinking that they can't take away any shine from men. And if you're saying this in front of your boys or your sons, you're then showing, like, you're devaluing somebody that is so strong. And I feel like, just in general, that's what happens to women. Like, I sometimes watch Emma and I'm like, I love both Emma and Olivia. And I'm like, lately I've been really noticing how strong they are, but they come across as very polite.
Yeah.
And they come across as, like, silly and soft spoken. But I am noticing lately that they are nothing like, quote, ladylike the way that people might perceive them. They are strong, and I love the fact that I'm seeing my strong personality in them.
Good, yeah.
Do you like that?
Of course.
Yeah.
They need to be able to stick up for themselves, because if no one's going to do it for them, they got to do it themselves.
They also need to be proud of who they are.
100%.
They also can't bring themselves down to someone else's level in order to fit the mold that maybe society is.
That's it. All I ever want as a parent, and I think you're the same way, is that just be who you want to be. Be true to you. And that'll be head and shoulders above other people.
Totally.
Who are pretending to be people that things that they're not.
Yeah.
Something that they're not. Like, if you want to go and sing and be loud and goofy, do it. Who mm-hmm. cares?
Yeah.
You know, like.
And like, don't. And just watch what you're saying in front of your kids, because I sometimes have to stop myself. I have a very strong opinion. I'm sure people, I don't know if people know that necessarily, but people who know me well know that my opinion has been strong since I was two.
Yes.
Does it get stronger or less strong as I get older?
I think it ebbs and flows a little bit, depending what the topic is.
I think that you fell in love with that part of me.
Of course.
Thanks.
Still am in love with that part of you?
Thanks.
As long as it's not pointing towards me.
Sometimes it is. AKA Portugal, no plans. So
it was the best trip ever.
It was the best trip we've ever had in our life. There was just a little blip, just one blip. Anyway, if the kids are listening to this, they'll know the little blip. It was like not a long blip. Anyway, I just really have to sometimes.
She wanted
like,
to stab me when we were on the train.
Stop it. And then my pop exploded.
And then
all
true
over.
Irony, yes, her pop exploded and sprayed all over people. I'm like, karma's getting no.
It was very uncomfortable. Anyway, I just sometimes have to hold back my opinion because I want them to form their own opinion. So, like, let your kids form their own opinion about something like the Taylor Swift situation at the football game, or the fact that she's everywhere right now, or the fact that she's a strong, independent woman who is an incredibly talented businesswoman with an incredible imagination, because I believe that a lot of it probably comes from her imagination, but that's another thing I've heard. Well, do you think those are all her ideas? Well, why wouldn't they be all her ideas? If I had a business like that, I would have a lot of really fun ideas. And then I would say to Sarah, what else should I do in this situation?
Yeah, or she surrounds herself with people who help her with that, right?
But I feel like a lot of those ideas come from her. So I think we just have to be really careful on what we say in front of our kids. This goes for everything. You know, if you don't love your sister-in-law, your kids don't need to know that. If you don't love what your brother's doing, your kids don't really need to know that. They should be forming their own opinions of people. And you know what? They're going to figure it out. As they get older, they start to realize what's going on. But I think it's really scary when people talk about, like, a teacher. Don't talk about your teachers. Don't talk about your kids' teachers in front of them. They might drive you nuts. There might be a teacher that you cannot stand. Your kids don't need to know that, right? Like, I just think it's, I can tell the second I'm teaching and a kid doesn't love me, and I can tell where that came from. The second it happens.
Yeah.
I also have a stronger personality than you, so it probably happens more often. But so I just think with the Taylor Swift thing, let's just celebrate people that, same with Travis Kelce. You don't need to judge him for that yell, because he's also a super successful man and people are judging him as well. So this is not only women, this is men and women that we're talking about. Just that Taylor's just so everywhere right now, and it's, to me, so amazing. Like, it's like those years where Dolly Parton was everywhere. Like, that is amazing. I love that. How cool is that? Or the years where, like, the hip in Canada, everybody talked about the hip. Yes. So I just really wish that people would kind of keep their opinions to themselves, especially in front of their kids, which we try to do. Are we always perfect at that? Absolutely not. But we do try. Like Spencer said, one thing that he's noticed, that we don't talk about a lot of people behind their backs here. And when he said that, I was like, I am so proud.
Yeah.
I'm like, really? You don't think so? He's like, no. I'm like, oh. And he's like, and you like people. And that's just such a great, great thing. So I think that's again, what we have to work on, right?
You should focus on positivity. Mm-hmm. Imagine if more people focused on being positive in society.
Yeah.
You know, like helping each other as opposed to putting people down. You know, saying something positive and polite instead of something rude to someone. Like,
and I say to the kids, we say to the kids all the time, get away from that person if they're negative. If you're in a group chat and the only thing that's ever being talked about is something negative, if you're in a classroom and you're always sitting with somebody who hates the teacher or hates the subject, get out of that situation. If you're going to dance and everybody, there's like two people that hate dance, then get away from them.
Yeah.
You can still be in the room with them, but just get away from those people, right?
Yeah. Just move away.
Just move away, eh, Todd? Away. Yeah. All right. So for us, that's been big, really big on my heart for a while. Just the thought of like just being positive and not feeling anger towards someone you don't know, and maybe feeling that anger towards someone just to follow the crowd. You cannot love her music, but why do you have to talk about her? And that goes for everyone. So when we're talking about Taylor Swift, you could hate somebody's outfit, but that doesn't mean you have to hate the person.
Right.
Right?
Absolutely.
Yeah, there we go.
I love my outfits, but...
And I do not like his outfits, but I love him. True story.
And, you know, I do say that function trumps fashion.
It does.
All the time.
Not very much, though.
Well, it should.
It's annoying.
Okay.
Do you find that you teach that in your class, Todd?
Function trumps fashion all the time. I put it on my agenda sometimes.
No!
Yes. Oh.
Do you find, like, in your classroom, do you see the negativity pop up before the positivity, or what do you see?
Unfortunately, yeah, because, like, society has allowed that to happen.
So do you try to teach for them not...
Big
like,
time.
What do you say?
I say it takes less energy to be positive than to be negative. And
like,
you know,
it's so much easier to be positive.
And I sometimes end my day with a rhetorical question, like, what did you do to help someone today? Or, you know, like, who helped you today or whatever, you know? Like, what good did you see today? Be a kind person, you know, that type of thing.
Well, I actually was talking to one of our kids tonight. I won't say which kid, but this kid said to me, I love talking and hanging out with people that don't have tea.
Yeah.
Tea meaning like gossip. So this kid of ours said, like, it's just so much easier to be with someone that doesn't just want to talk about tea, because I don't want to talk about tea. Tea meaning gossip. And this kid was like, I've been hanging out with people that don't care about the tea, and said it's just so much more comfortable, so much easier, so much more enjoyable. And I was like, way to go, kid of ours, that like, just way to go. So we've really always talked about the fact, like, you can be in a room where people are gossiping to a point, but you don't have to be the gossiper. Yeah. You can be the listener, because you don't want to be the kid that's like, no, don't talk about, like, you can't always be that kid. You can't always be Switzerland and everything, because that's also annoying. So you can be in the vicinity, but you do not have to talk about somebody. And if you feel like somebody's being unkind, then stick up for the person.
Yeah.
That's huge. We've talked about that for years as parents. Uh-huh. But you also can't say to your kid, as soon as somebody starts talking bad, you have to leave, because socially, then you have no one, because it unfortunately happens.
Yeah.
But you can be the one that is not contributing to that conversation.
Yeah. Does it help or hurt? I said that a million times, right?
Does it help or hurt?
What you're saying going to help or hurt?
We say that a lot now. Yeah. Is that going to... like? You can keep a little white lie from your friend if it's going to hurt, right? Like, they don't have to know everything.
Right.
All right. Exactly. Well, I think that's, you know,
that's
how we
talk?
Feel. Don't
what?
Oh my gosh. He just said Tay-Tay.
I did.
Stop it. Do people call her that? And I've never heard it.
I don't know. I thought so.
Oh, I don't love that.
Okay.
But you know what? If somebody wants to do it, it's okay. I'm not going to judge.
I'm pretty sure I've heard her referred to as that.
Well, before. Thank you.
Do you know what I don't trust, though? I
what?
Do not trust stairs.
Why?
Because they're always up to something.
All right. With that, we are out. Thank you so much for listening, and see you next time. See you next time.
Okay. Thank you.
Catch you next time. Thanks, everyone.
Yes. Bye-bye.
Bye. Summer days will always